You're now listening to the Sports Roundtable. Overlooking Atlantic Station, we just regular guys. Keep the dream alive because it can happen.
Just remember, come Saturday, you watching Lil Wayne on College Football Field.
You know what God said, right? Just started, I finished.
Quarterback position is the only position on their team where there's not a playmaker. All he did was raise his hands up last year after he scored and gave the money sign. It makes no sense.
You're now listening to the Sports Roundtable.
What up, what up, what up? SRT Sports Roundtable in the building, live from the penthouse, 300 floor, overlooking Atlantic Station. HM3, Big Ho in the house. Got my boys with me. Sports superhero.
What's going on, Big Harris? Back in the penthouse, baby.
Mr. Hancock, they is, baby. And, of course, last but not least, Mr. Rain Man, Slick Money.
What's happening? Let me get it for the girls. Get it. Because they going to get it.
They going to get it.
One way or other. They got to get it.
South Africa.
South Africa. Georgia, Tennessee, Cali. They gonna get it.
Yes, sir.
What's happening, everybody? What's going on? What's another
up?
Good show.
What's up?
What's happening, Hancock?
You got it.
Superhero. I need a hero right now, boy.
Well, we all need heroes.
My spirit is down. I need your hero. Save me, baby.
I got you, dog. Let's get it.
Thanks for tuning in. Episode number 7. Sports Roundtable. It's been good. Been good to everybody. We got all your listeners. HM3Inc.com. Click on podcast. You can catch the other 6 episodes. Episode 7 will be going up tonight. And I know y'all Thursday morning coffee listeners to the SRT show. It'll be up and live for you. What else we want to talk about? Listen, we're doing this thing where we got guests coming in. Matter of fact, we got a special guest tonight in studio live from the penthouse. He's here now. But we'll get to that later. But if you want to be a guest of the SRT Sports Roundtable, please shoot me an email, hm3inc@gmail.com. Or you can just go to the website and just post a comment. Tell us what you want us to talk about. We will include whatever your subjects are into the show. Just shoot us something. Let us know what you want us to talk about. We all game for it. Matter of fact, we've gotten a couple of comments and suggestions that we're going to talk about that's going to be coming up in the next couple of weeks. So,
yeah, because what we're saying might be striking a few nerves. That's why we got special guests.
Yeah, we got special guests. Yeah, so
that's what we want, that feedback.
Exactly. So, fellas, the worst night in Atlanta sports history.
Boy, if you had the sounder for taps, this is when you should have played. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Because Atlanta sports went out with a whimper. It didn't even go out with a bang. Went out with a whimper.
If you don't have the soundbite, we can just do it ourselves.
What soundbite is that?
Bum, bum, bum.
The bar is killing me.
Yeah, we sound about as bad as they play.
It means you need to have that soundbite ready. Well, we can do this all night.
Well, this the soundbite I got.
Yeah, you should, that in the toilet flushing should have been.
Damn,
that's pretty bad.
I mean, that's basically what summed that up.
Well, I've always, since I've been living here for 25 years, this has never been a sports town. It's just been a great. Town for brothers.
Well, it could be a sports town. You got a lot of people that are passionate about sports, but we seem to come up kind of short when it comes to the franchises around here. Whether that'll be college, pro, whatever. It's always why couldn't we do this?
Can I give you an analogy on what's been like past 20? It's just like going on a date with that beautiful girl. And you leave with nothing.
Y'all better get the sensors ready.
if you go on a beautiful date with a gorgeous woman and you don't get anything, that's what the city of Atlanta feel like now.
What you supposed to get?
Oh, you supposed to get something. You're supposed to get something ours.
Well, I think I finally got what y'all was looking for. Because the Atlanta Falcons season has just done this.
There it is.
In all sports.
Well, the Braves, they ain't got no more games left, that was it.
So they on vacation.
Right.
The Dream still got a shot at it.
They down 2-0. They play at Gwinnett Thursday.
But they go in places that the other franchise hasn't gone.
But guess who house that is in Gwinnett?
Whose is that?
Maya Moore.
Yeah, Maya's tough.
So
it's hard to be a Atlanta fan right about now.
It's rough.
Yeah.
It's rough. They said the other night was the worst night in Atlanta sports history.
Yes.
Wow.
And that's saying a lot because there's been some shortcomings here. That's saying a lot.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Now, Atlanta can compete with strip clubs. It's one of the tough cities in the world, the strip clubs. Sports, I don't know about that, but the strip clubs, guys across America who's listening, come here and visit. I promise you, you would not regret it.
Well, people come here to live. I mean, you got athletes that live here. They just don't play for these franchises.
It's the reason why they ain't playing. Horace know the truth, but I guess we'll say that for another show.
That starts at the top.
Yeah, when we make it big time, we can talk about that.
We go out and get has-beens like O.C., human Euro. Sorry, O.C., but it is the truth. It is the truth.
Steven Jackson.
Days over. Yeah, Steven Jackson, one leg. Yeah. I mean, it is what it is. He looked pretty in uniform.
Everybody kept looking at the tunnel to see if Deion going to run out of there.
Yeah,
Deion didn't come out.
I'm going to start off the show with breaking the ice. Get everybody sides moving. The giggles.
Make it do what it do.
Hey, man, they said that midget joke was so funny last week that they Ooh, boy. But anyway, this guy goes to the doctor. The doctor says, I have some bad news and some good news. He say, give me the good news first. Doctor say, you only have 24 hours to live. The guy say, well, that's good news? What's the bad news? He say, I should have told you this yesterday.
That's pretty good. I like that. That was pretty good.
Oh, wow. That was all right. But we're going to get into some, in case you missed it, we got some theme music for this.
Get it.
Got some theme music for this. In case you missed it, Atlanta Braves, Atlanta Falcons lose on the worst night in sports history. We've already talked about that. Julio Jones out for the season. Roddy White, hamstring injury. We have a bye week coming up this week, but he may miss the Tampa game.
Yeah, we might be able to win that bye week.
Yeah. You sure can't lose it.
I mean, you know, it is what it is.
Won't lose the bye week.
Yeah. That's a win there.
Julio Jones out for the season.
That hurts my heart.
Right. Now, this is word on the street. This ain't me talking. This ain't Sports Roundtable trying to start up some this and that. Roddy is hurt. Julio out for the season.
Right.
Reports have been surfacing. Tony Gonzalez traded. Being traded.
You know what that means? The bye is favored by 3.
He should be traded.
Well, they saying that out of consideration for him coming back. That they would trade him to a contender, a la Kansas City, to help him get a ring.
Well, I mean, it's not about what you do for people in this. We're talking about sports. You're talking about winning your franchise. How can you, in all good conscience, help somebody else when you can't help yourself? I mean, yeah, he came back. That was his own choice
to come back.
He's being paid.
$7 million.
Still, you can't give up on the season. I know it looks bleak. We've been laughing, talking about it. But he came back here to be a Falcon. If I'm out to blame, he can go if I can get, what's the safety from Kansas City?
Eric Berry.
Can I get Berry back if I send him to you?
Yeah. I mean, but now they've denied reports. But, We know how that's
where that smoke, that's fire.
Yeah, when there's smoke, that's fire. So
I mean, I would do the deal if it was something I can get back in return. If it's going to be something that benefits my football team,
yeah.
But just to let him go because I'm being nice,
right?
Doesn't work like that.
I agree. I mean, hey, it is what it is. I mean, you ain't won one yet, so, and don't look like it's gonna be this year either. So,
nah, they're done.
Yeah, much, I think. Chipper Jones picked the Braves to lose in 4 games to the Dodgers. Nobody from the Braves team wanted to volunteer to catch his ceremonial first pitch.
He said the mascot had to come and catch the pitch.
Yeah, the mascot had to come. And
you know, Chipper tweeted a little bit about that. He was a little salty, saying that this is probably the first time that has happened. And he said, you know, in not some way, it won't happen to him again.
Yeah, but he was right. Because I think when we first started the show, I said they was going to lose.
Yeah, right. You said, but you're not Chipper Jones. And the problem that the team had with it was because last year he had this rally, you know, with the team saying, well, I don't care what the media says. I don't care what all the outside people saying about we can't win and we going to do it. He said, we're going to rally together and stick together. But as soon as he's off the team, you know, people that he went to war with last year, he kind of like, you know, kind of threw him under the bus.
Right.
I agree with what he said. But when you are with an organization that long, it's kind of hard to come back and go against them saying it. I mean, he could have been a little more diplomatic about it.
Right.
I think he could have probably said something like, my heart is with the Braves. But, you know, my head tells me that it's going to be a tough battle. But he didn't mince words. He just came out and basically said the Dodgers are going to beat their butt.
Steve sounds like a politician, though.
Well, you have to be. If you want to be a part, that's what helps you become part of an organization.
Oh, I agree.
It feels like John Elway. Now he's the man in Denver.
Right.
I mean, you never know where Chipper could go in that organization. You don't burn your bridges. It's different ways of looking at it.
Right.
But I mean, you know, how can I come back and say something, you know, about Slick or you? You know, with me and you going through this station, this what are we doing? And then I come back and go against it the next year. It kind of looked kind of messed up.
Right. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah. I was just saying that Major League Baseball love Chipper. He's going to always have a job somewhere, right. Be it ESPN, TBS, or whatever, because he's very knowledgeable. He know the game. He had a great career. But like I said, he was right. The Braves are not built to go all the way. It just seems like these Atlanta teams do well during regular season, but they're just not built to win championships. I can't hate him or fault him for what he said, but I guess like Steve said, when this is your city and this is where you played at, then you got to be politically correct when you speak on the team that you played for.
Right.
Even though what he's saying was true.
Right.
Yeah, I agree with you. What he said was true.
Yeah.
You know, that came – those Roosters came home. You know, we saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was right on too, huh? I guess he should.
So especially when you have your clothes in the bullpen, there is no tomorrow.
There's no tomorrow.
And
get
you let him sit there instead of bringing him out to try to win the game.
Even though, to me, nobody in the lineup you feared.
Yeah, but I mean, even the clothes.
They had the game won.
You don't die when you got gun. You got bullets in the barrel.
Yeah.
You had Craig Kimbrell, who's probably the most dominant closer or one of the most consistent.
He had 50 saves this year.
And you let him sit in the bullpen and don't even bring him out to close to try to win the game because there's no tomorrow. Now, I know Carpenter had done a great job this year, and you had faith in him. But with Carpenter, you know, I would feel better. If I had Kimbrell on the mound and they hit a two-run homer, okay, I can sleep better because I use my best.
You use your best.
Yeah, but and then you look at Carpenter, he didn't even throw his best pitch.
A hanging 84-mile-per-hour slider.
Why would you throw that when you throw 97?
97, the pitch before.
Wow.
Anyway, let's move on. Vikes signed Josh Freeman. Now, y'all joked about who wanted him.
I think a lot of teams wanted him. I wish Tennessee Titans could have got him.
The Titans, they stuck on Locker, though, man. He's been playing well, though. You don't think Locker's going to be a good quarterback?
Yeah, but I think you need three or four quarterbacks in the NFL because you're going to get hurt. I know you can't, but my point is that he was good enough
for this year
to help out, then you can let him go.
Yeah.
Give him $2-3 million. He could have helped somebody out. And he's going to help Minnesota, I promise
you. Well, Minnesota has nothing at quarterback right now.
Right.
So I think Castle's a good
quarterback. Is Christian Ponder, he just, after After he's gone?
I don't think he's gone. The quarterback position will be open next year.
Right, it'll be open. It's going to be gone.
I just don't see Ponder as a viable first-team quarterback.
Right, he'll be a good backup. Yeah. Freeman signed a one-year deal, so he'll be an actual free agent again next year. So
it remains to be seen.
Right. Right.
But I think the Vikings are going to draft a quarterback.
I mean,
even Arizona
doesn't have a real quarterback yet, so they'll be in the mix.
Exactly.
I mean, Carson Palmer's done. He's, the more you see him play, you see the deficiencies. So, I mean, there are a few teams around the league that still are looking for that franchise quarterback.
Yeah.
But I never thought Josh was a franchise quarterback. I think he's the second tier.
2 years ago, that's what he was billed at.
He went to Minnesota last year and ripped them.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
And Doug Martin did.
Yes, he
goes. That's what helped Doug Freeman out.
Absolutely.
Any good running back can help a quarterback.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Threw for 347 yards against Minnesota.
It was a good game. Yeah. I remember that.
A good running back can help that quarterback. A la Matt Ryan when he had, what's the cat, came in from San Diego.
Mike Turner.
When Turner came here that first year.
Drake Turner.
I mean, Turner was
Is Turner still out the league?
And he helped him a lot.
Yeah.
Wow. Probably working at Walmart.
Yeah, he out in Buckhead
somewhere. Okay, my man. Bless his heart.
All right, Steve. Clowney sits out again.
Right.
I know we done talked about it.
We touched on it a little bit earlier.
We touched on it. Jadeveon Clowney, if you was part of our first show, pre-show, we talked about the number one draft pick coming up, Jadeveon Clowney, over a million YouTube hits, you know, on the running back from Michigan.
Right.
He went to the coach, told him, I don't want to play last week.
See, to me, it's kind of being blown out of report. They say it was some bad communications that he had already, you know, talked to the trainers and told them about it. Whether he was hurt, whether he wasn't as hurt as it doesn't matter. To me, the biggest issue is the NCAA. He shouldn't be there anyway.
Right.
He's at South Carolina because he has to be. He should be on somebody's NFL roster right now. But because of the rules that the NCAA is governing right now, going by, where you have to stay in the NCAA for 3 years until your graduating high school, well, your high school class is
three years.
Yeah, 3 years after, he has to stay in college. There's nothing for him to prove in college right now. They can say what they want about he owes this to the university, whatever. He gave them 2 years.
Right.
If he were my son, he wouldn't even play this year. And the reason I wouldn't let him play is because you can say it's selfish, you can say whatever you want, but it's about his well-being, his future, him taking care of himself, and whatever his family will be whenever he decides to have one.
Right.
Okay, you can see he'll take out an insurance policy, and he could get a $5 million insurance policy. Well, $5 million versus $20 to $25 million, I think I'll take the $20 to $25 million. So if I had him out in Arizona working out, getting ready to go to combine, being, you know, those are less hits on his body, whatever, I don't have to worry about an ACL tear, him hurting the shoulder, concussions, nothing. All I got to do is keep him healthy until –
draft.
So that man get up on that stage and call his name.
Right.
And if he was my son, that's what he would have done.
Mm. So he does have a $5 million policy, insurance policy, which means that if anything happens to him as far as getting hurt, he collects the $5
million. Only if he doesn't play football again.
Right. Only if he doesn't play football
again.
Yeah,
I mean, look at his.
And that is taxed.
Look at his teammate from a couple years back.
Right.
His teammate would have been a top five running back in the NFL. Okay, but he had to stay after he did hurt his knee early, fought back, got back on the field, and then injured it again.
Right.
He'll never recoup the money that he would have gotten had he been able to come into the NFL healthy.
Marcus Lattimore.
That's who I'm talking about, Marcus Lattimore. Thanks, Harsh.
No problem.
If Jadeveon Clowney goes out and gets rolled up on and the knee goes the wrong way, because the knee is not meant to play football. I don't care what you say.
Right.
That leg, the knee, it's not designed for football. So one bad roll up, one bad move, he can make a bad move and his foot get caught and tear a knee and never be the same. And then he has to prove himself all over again. Right now, if he comes out, he's top two, top three.
Right.
He might not be number one, depending on what team is drafting.
Right.
But we know he's top three.
Absolutely.
So, like I said, if he's my son, we don't play this year. If those are the rules we got to go by, then these are the rules I'm going to go by. He doesn't need to play.
Don't need to play.
And if he has a if he has a cough and he decides he don't want to play because he got a cold, then that's so be it. I mean, seriously.
Slick, what's he got?
I ain't going to hold long on this subject. I think we talked about this a few shows ago. I think the student athlete should be paid.
Right.
If you can govern things around the world now, you can govern
this
student athlete getting paid. But it's so sad because if you look at corporate America, the top guys that make money with corporate America get perks. And the guy that clean the bathroom don't get perks. So if Clowney can go make the institution money and the universities can pimp the athletes, then they should get paid. It's a dollar figure you can put on there. I don't think one player should get paid more than the other, but I just think student athletes should get paid. The institution makes too much money off these kids, and it's sad how the athletic directors, ADs, and all that stuff are not, presidents are not coming together and find a way to spread the wealth between the athletes, because that's what's supporting the universities.
I agree. Yeah. Let's piggyback off that point. How many YouTube hits did he have for that hit?
Oh, it was, what, 2-3 million? 2-3 million. Like
now, I've done some research.
Mm-hmm.
Google pays you after 1,500 hits, because Google owns YouTube. Okay.
Right.
After 1,500 views, you get a check, depending on who puts the video up.
Right.
Now, is Jadavian, can he claim some of that money? Because
not if he didn't put it up. That's not the way it's written. I thought you just said whoever put it up.
Right. But he is property of the NCAA, or he's property of South Carolina.
Yeah. He's made the money. Money
because
for the
somebody,
school.
Regardless of, I can put up a video, but I have to make it. I can't just go and video you without your
consent.
So if he got it, whoever put the video up got it from somewhere.
I don't know if you can video. I can't video without your consent. I mean, it's just like they use people's likeness for these games and they didn't pay them anything. So I don't know what's the difference. I don't understand. I mean, I think if I'm going down the street and I see something funny where somebody get hit by a bird and they right. fall over and I put it on YouTube, I don't think I have to get their consent to put it
well,
up.
Well, no, if you're using their name in the video, okay. if you're saying okay. this is Jadavian Clowney, da 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 da. Then
I
yeah,
that's we have to look. If you know about it, I don't. I
right,
don't know.
Cause so if I'm saying this is a sports roundtable, well, I have y'all consent.
Right.
So anything that hits, we get the check.
Exactly.
Now, if I record something and I just say, "Look at this fool," or "Look at this," well, I ain't use nobody's name.
Right.
I just say, "Look at what I found."
Maybe right.
So. You see what I'm saying?
I think you don't even have to talk about the hit on the YouTube. Let's talk about $6 to $8 being. Went up on every ticket sale in South Carolina.
Right.
Let's talk about all the jerseys the kids are wearing at the school.
Right. right.
So he should get paid from that regardless.
Right. In this argument where he's getting a free education. And I mean, that's so much bull.
It's people getting free education now. Ain't working.
Man.
So right. It is what it is.
Let's, I got to throw this question out. The paid man, Tony Romo shootout. Just wanted to get y'all thoughts on the game. It was a high nooner. The sheriff came to town and looked like Romo was ready.
And what do I say? When Slick and I were talking about it a couple shows back, if you're a loyal listener, you heard, as I said about Dallas, they only what?
One Romo
play away.
There you go.
That's exactly what happened. I've heard them come back and try to – I heard Keyshawn Johnson. I don't know if I'm supposed to mention his name or not, but he's an analyst on the ESPN.
There you go.
Come
you
back covered. And say – that it's the tight end's fault because he rounded the pattern off. And I don't care if he rounded off, if he turned backwards, if he walked on his hands. That was a bad choice and a bad place to go with the football. You had DeMarco Murray down for the check down right in front of you. So I don't care if the man, whatever he did, if he didn't have a helmet on, I don't care. It didn't matter. Don't tell me about Trevathan making a great play. That was a bad football play.
Right.
Romo threw to the wrong man. Exactly. When it all boils down. Quit putting all this lipstick on a pig.
Yep.
That's what they do. They try to cuten it up. It's bad. Yeah. He was bad, as usual.
Right.
And ever since what? He dropped that ball in on Seattle. That field goal. It's been that way. Snake bit, man.
Yeah.
He is. And they paid him all that money, and they stuck with him. And Jerry Jones come out and say it was a moral victory.
That's the
How
team.
Can you even fix your mind? He must be an Atlanta owner.
I mean, he's saying that because he's selling out every event.
Yeah, but right. I mean, yeah, okay, I understand.
That's
that.
Probably why he's saying that, because
a moral victory in the NFL? A moral victory. You got three championships under your watch, and you're going to tell me about a moral victory? You're not – moral victories don't work.
Is Romo married to his daughter or something? Because he never said nothing bad about him. Never. Yeah. That's my quarterback. That's what the dude cried about, right?
Yeah,
Terrell said, that's my quarterback.
Yeah. Yeah. My quarterback.
You need that sound bite. I like that. That was funny.
But that paid man is something serious.
Yeah,
man.
He's something serious, man.
He the truth.
He is the truth. Slick, the most surprising team in the NFL so far.
Cleveland Browns. No.
I mean, that's a good. That's a good. They everybody thought they was going to tank when they made the trade.
Yeah, Cleveland looked good. I thought Buffalo looked good. Tennessee looked good.
Right.
You still have the frontier teams that always be good, like the San Frans and Denver's Seattle's and New England.
But who has taken you by surprise with whatever the expectations were, and it's all of a sudden it's like, wow, I didn't think that they
would. I would say Cleveland Browns.
Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
They don't need Josh Cribbs, huh?
They don't need nobody. It's just like everybody in the practice squad playing. It's just everybody playing.
We can't name nobody on the team.
We can't name nobody on the team.
About trading the big receiver, the big time receiver, Josh
Morgan.
Is it Morgan or Josh?
It's Morgan.
It's Morgan. One from Baylor?
Yeah.
Yeah. I get a nod to Cleveland. I'm just shocked by Cleveland. I am.
Who you got, Steve?
I mean, that's a great pick with Cleveland being surprise team. Again, you know, I think Indianapolis, I didn't think they were as good as they are.
Yeah.
And they're showing me that they're a real good football team. I mean, they're taking the two people. They beat two of the top teams in the NFC, you know, teams that we're looking at for Super Bowl, you know, going to the Super Bowl. They beat Seattle and San Francisco.
Yeah.
And for them to do that, you know, I honestly thought they would take a step back. You know, I thought they caught lightning in the bottle last year, and they kind of lived off of, you know, the man, the head coach's problems that he had, and they kind of rallied behind it. But it's some substance there. They right. have a good football team there.
Cool. Preseason basketball is on the way. It's underway.
I'm excited.
The Hawks have played two games. I'm not sure if that's
they won. They won, I think.
They lost to Miami.
They won the second game yesterday.
Yeah, I know. I saw them. Yeah. They won one of them. Yeah, okay. Yeah,
so
the European.
I'm excited about basketball, though.
I am, too.
Yeah, I'm ready to see my man get his third championship.
Well,
this is what I'm
excited about, my fifth championship.
Yeah, with Duke?
Yes, you go.
Okay, yeah.
Should I mention them already?
Well, college don't count when we're talking about the NBA.
Well, basketball is basketball.
Yeah, but you didn't put college as a topic.
The basketball the same side.
So you said Duke going to win it all?
Well,
I doubt it.
You doubt it?
Yeah, that's a whiff for Duke.
I'm excited about that. That's the best thing about the Braves and the Falcons taking the season.
Okay, so you can talk about Duke?
Something else.
Yes.
Okay.
So I hope we don't offend anyone.
Oh, of course not.
Jabari
I'm sure
Parker. Rodney Hood. Ladies and gentlemen, we got a special guest.
That's what's up.
In the house.
You got to clap when we talk about the special guest. Now, where the clap?
I got you set up,
we got to let him do his thing.
Yes, I got you set up. I got you set up already, Slick. But we got a special guest in the house. Having a little technical difficulties here. But I think we're going to be all right. There we go. We good now. That did it for In Case You Missed It. It and looked like you missed a lot. If you were not in town, if you was on vacation or anything like that, it's a lot going on. But we got a special guest in the house. We always talked about Slick. We always talked about Alabama. You've always talked about Texas A&M and how they play Alabama, things of that nature. And by Alabama being the number one team in the nation, we have to give props to them.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
So absolutely.
Friend of mine listened to the show.
Okay.
And thoroughly impressed. Say, man, y'all rock that. Y'all all right. Mm-hmm. You know?
So the guest said that?
This is what the guest said. I'm just trying to get it set up. The guest say, y'all rock that. Then he say, well, how can I be on the show? I say, well, I tell you what. We know sports. We talk sports, and this is what we do. So if you can bring something to the table, then I don't see any reason why you couldn't come on. So pop quiz. He say, well, I graduated from Alabama. I say, okay, we talk about Bama in the show, right? I say, I give him a pop quiz. I say, well, what's up with the 92 team? Oh, man, he ran down names and jersey numbers and everything. I say, well, you pass.
Yeah, that 92 team hurt my feelings.
I'm sure.
Because I was a Kane fan.
I know. You still are.
When I saw that boy take that ball with him and go the other way.
Oh, my
Montgomery
God.
Boy. He from Montgomery.
Yes, sir.
I'm hurting from that right now.
Exactly. Ladies and gentlemen, special guest, former Bama grad, is to the street. They call him Mr. Tuscaloosa. Mr. Derek Williams in the house.
All right. How y'all doing?
Good to have you. What's happening, Derek? Good to have you, boy.
Uh-huh.
He looked like money.
Yes, sir.
I wish I had it.
How you like the penthouse?
Hey, man, y'all got it going on here.
300 floors overlooking Atlanta Station.
Hey, Jesus told me to tell him hello.
Yeah, Jesus one floor up, in case you didn't know.
I'm going to go holler at him when we're done.
There you go. Let me see if he's busy now. Hey. Yeah, because you know he work a lot.
He got something for me, though.
There you go.
Hey, man. Derek.
Good to have you, Derek.
Yeah,
too.
Exactly. Appreciate it. Thanks for tuning in. And I took the liberty of posing some questions that I'm sure our listeners would want to know. You said it was okay. Pose some questions and throw them at you and see what the Mr. Tuscaloosa got to say. So I did that. So my first question is this. And I'm pretty sure everyone wants to know that this was the top question. Why is Nick Saban so successful at Alabama than he was at LSU?
I got a couple ways I can put that.
Okay.
First of all, can't say he wasn't successful at LSU.
Right. Well, he was, but not as successful as he is at Alabama.
He won a championship.
Yeah, he did. He did.
So he did his job while he was there.
Right.
Okay.
But the reason I would say he's more successful in Tuscaloosa, first of all, fan support. Look at our tradition.
Okay.
For, number one, we hold the most national championships in college football history.
Right.
All right. Whether you want to say we got 15 or you say we got 9, no matter how you put it, it's still the most.
The first 6 or 7 don't count up.
Hey, you know. I don't want to give us the 20s because there wasn't no brothers out there I'm with.
That's what's up.
Go for it.
I like the honesty about Derek.
Hey, look, only in the sports roundtable you're going to keep it real. Like
oh, absolutely. Okay. Yeah, he's right. Yeah.
But you know, like you say, we got the top-notch tradition in college football. Well, you know, you got arguments out there. But also, we got the money.
Oh.
Point blank period.
Oh.
It's not anything any school in the nation can do that the Alabama football program can't do.
Wow.
Question number two.
Uh-huh.
Jameson Winston from Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure everybody got notice of him this past week as he put up numbers.
Yeah, he hurt
against
me.
Maryland.
Yeah, he hurt me.
He
yeah.
A video game.
Right.
Yeah.
How did he get out of the state of Alabama? Why don't Saban recruit top-notch quarterbacks like that?
All right. When you gave me this question, I was like, hold up. We got the number one recruiting class 3 years running.
Okay.
We've been in the top 5 since Saban been there.
Okay.
So I was like, we recruit them. I rephrase the question for you.
All right.
why don't they come? Because we recruit them, but it's why don't they come? And it's a couple reasons.
Okay, because I was going to say, I probably know why they don't come, but I'm going to let you, since you're the inside, I'm going to let you say.
I'm going to throw you this way first time. In the past, we ain't had no high-powered offense. Top-notch quarterbacks don't come to Bama because we don't put up 450 yards a game. You're not finna come here and throw 30 touchdowns. We are ground and pound, beat your own defense. Been like that since Kyle's came home.
Right.
All right. We've been like that since the beginning. So that's number one reason we deter away from a lot of top-notch quarterbacks. That's one reason.
Mr. Sims?
Well, hold on. Mr. Sims. He couldn't beat out AJ.
I'm just saying. I mean,
AJ got back-to-back national championships.
Well, tell everybody who Mr. Sims is.
Phillip Sims.
Okay.
The number one rated quarterback coming out of college.
All right. I mean,
coming out of high school that year.
Right.
He came in, and he just could not beat out A.J. McCarron. That's point blank, period. It ain't had nothing to do with his skin color, and it had nothing to do with his style of play.
Okay.
A.J. McCarron was better at that position.
Was he better at managing the game? Or
at
was
that
he
point.
Okay.
At that point.
Because that's basically what he's doing.
You don't think A.J. making plays right now?
They cowbell is defense and running the football.
Oh, that's what we hang our hat on.
Exactly. So, if Sims can do more than just hand the ball off and make and throw to open receivers, then, you know, yeah, I can see why he would probably transfer and say, I can do better somewhere else. That's just my thought.
Has he played at Virginia yet?
Well, if he can't play at Virginia, he ain't that good.
Oh, he left Virginia?
Oh, he's gone from Virginia.
So where he at now?
maybe there's some other reasons he didn't play.
Hey,
at Alabama. Yeah.
It's something. But you got to look at just our quarterback situation. You know, if you go back and look at our past five quarterbacks, you know, go all the way back to Brody Croll. Since Brody Croll left, every quarterback that has played at Alabama has broken a record.
Some type of record. Right.
Mm-hmm. Touchdowns, completions,
yeah.
Attempts, something in
– just winning percentage, something. Yeah.
Something like that, all right? So our quarterbacks have been doing more than being game manager, air quotes there, more than game in the last couple of years under Saban.
Well, this is what I got to say about that. And I agree with you that those are facts that they probably break records. But to me, top-notch quarterbacks with that good of a program – mm-hmm. and winning that many national titles, there should be some first-round quarterbacks in the NFL. Somebody should be starting in the NFL from Alabama as being a quarterback. If you are that precision and passing and have a high percentage in completions and breaking records, at some point, are we looking at it because it's the system, or are you just that good of a quarterback? Because – every quarterback that has left Alabama within that time frame is a backup.
Yeah, Brody got his shot. He didn't pan out. But if you go back and you look at the last seven national championships with an all SEC,
right?
Which quarterback is starting in the NFL?
Well, I agree. I mean,
that's true.
I agree. I'm with you on that.
I think a lot of those good quarterbacks are just good managers, and they don't pan out to be great quarterbacks. They just manage the teams.
Right.
Especially in college.
Well, see, my thing is, why does game manager get a bad rap anyway?
I never gave manager.
I would take one.
I would take one, too. I never gave.
It's a bad
but
thing.
But see, everybody wants that superstar quarterback because it's the most glamorous position
right.
in all of sports.
Exactly.
But I'm like Derek. I take a manager, too.
Right. I mean,
as long as he got a good IQ of the game and don't turn over the ball,
bingo.
You're going to get a chance of winning every chance.
Because AJ on his way to winning three.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, and he's going to get drafted, and he's going to get rich for his family.
Right.
And that's all you want in Alabama.
Right, and he'll have a clipboard for 10 years. And
yeah, absolutely.
And ain't wrong.
And that pays to be his wife stay happy.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's great.
He's going to be a good.
Is he still with Miss Alabama?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
is
she's,
he? Catherine Webb.
Yeah.
Oh, that's his lady.
She's beautiful, too.
Have you seen the commercial?
She got a commercial?
The Hardee's commercial.
Is that her in the Hardee's commercial? Stop.
Drip. Oh, yes.
Derek, stop playing.
No, that's her.
When the dude looking at her?
Nah, she in the stand. She at the football game. She got on the jersey.
Oh, I didn't see that
and
one.
She takes the jersey off and eat the big burger, the blue cheeseburger.
Oh my goodness!
I'm giving Hardy's all the props right now.
What? I see, they Dar- all give you a free meal. Yeah,
Darren need to come in the studio more often. He knowledgeable.
Exactly.
About the state of Alabama students.
I'm finna set him up now.
Oh no! Don't shut him up.
Don't do me like that.
Go do it.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Bear Bryant and Nick Saban.
Woo!
I don't even think that's not even fair.
That's not fair.
But I mean,
it's.
I'm gonna let Derek answer the question because I'm gonna make a comment.
Because Steve, now I'm gonna tell you, Steve always say we prisoner of the moment.
Oh, absolutely.
Let's not forget.
Oh yeah.
Hancock say that all the time. Mm-hmm. Let's not forget.
Know
where
Roy
it
Jones
came
said,
from.
Roy Jones said it best. Y'all must have forgot.
Yes, sir. Yeah. So my question to you, Bear Bryant, Nick Saban.
Yes.
A heck of an answer.
I think it's a different era.
Bingo.
And I think, I don't know if Bear could have coached this era like he did back then. That's just my opinion. Nick Saban was built for this era. Because he can manage people. He earns respect. And I'm not saying Burr didn't get that now. I'm just saying that this is just a different time than Burr was. And I just think with Nick, they should change the trophy.
Can I have a caveat to that, though?
Sure you can.
Now,
I think Steve wants to say something. And he can come get my mic if he wants to. But I'm just telling you, they should change the trophy. What's the name of the trophy?
Lumber.
The trophy that you win that championship with.
Yeah, it's
a name for it, right?
Yeah, I think it's a sponsor.
It's a sponsor. Yeah, they should change that to the Saban trophy.
Oh, well, yeah. let me just say this. I agree that Bear probably would have had a problem in this era.
Oh, I know he would have. Ain't no doubt about
but
it.
But this the caveat to that. Nick couldn't have started what Bear started.
That's
Bear
fair.
Bryant started.
That's fair.
How to get athletes to play in the South.
Yeah, that's fair. USC started with Sam Cunningham. Now, he did run us over.
Yes, he did.
Well, I'm just saying, in the South, mm-hmm. Bear Bryant started something that Nick Saban has mastered. That's all I'm saying.
Well, you like you say, I agree with Slick. It's the era. Like,
right.
It's totally on what era. But what you got to think about it, you like, could Bear Bryant do it in this era?
Right.
And you got to think about it. When you think about a great coach, they transcend through eras.
Oh, absolutely. You're right.
He would have been able to adapt.
Adapt, yeah.
To what's going on these days. And I think the same thing about Nick Saban. You put Nick Saban back there in them days, he makes that adjustment. I think he adapts because, like you say, he can handle people well.
Right. But I don't think he would have had the athletes that he have now. I mean, because remember, hold on for a minute. Let me clean up because they wouldn't have spread it out as they are now.
You got it. Yeah.
Right. Everybody went to Alabama. Everybody wanted to play for Alabama because they were so good. Now everybody can go other places and still win championship. Because I'm telling you, when the playoff system start, you ain't going to circle Bama as a champion every year. I'm telling you, this playoff system going to get Bama in the tournament. But I'm telling you, man, it's hard to beat those teams back-to-back like that.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be hard to do that.
It's going to be hard to do with this tournament, man. I'm telling you, wait till next year.
All right, here's the number one question of the night. All right, because we already know who your favorite team was at Alabama. We mentioned the 92 team, and we ain't even got to talk about that team
anymore.
But this is the question of the night. Previous shows, we talked about we actually started the Nick Saban to Texas, you know, sports superhero.
Yeah.
Had Hancock. This idea.
Hancock started
it
first.
He thought about it and he said, Texas got all the money.
Yes, they do.
In the nation. All money, all kind of money, on TV network. And he said, if they throw this dude $10 million with their own TV network, if they move Mac Brown up to AD and Mac Brown go to his friend that he respects and say, could you come and save my program with Baylor and Texas A&M with the momentum for recruiting in Texas? Texas is down right now. And I don't think that there's nobody in this nation that can save them right now other than Nick. That's just me. And that's what we talked about. And that's what we talked about. So now, in Steve's eye, sports superhero Hancock,
yeah,
there's no way that Nick turns down $10 million to go to Texas. So my question is to you, Derek, will Saban leave Alabama, and why will he and why he will not?
This question is so important, I'm not going to give you my opinion, all right?
Okay.
Because my opinion don't mean 2 cents.
Oh, your opinion, you're on the show.
We're talking $10 million.
But he don't need money, though.
That's
my whole point by Nick Saban. So go ahead, Derek. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
This came directly from someone who is on the staff at the University of Alabama. Directly in the meetings every day. They on the field every day. And they said loud and clear, no, Nick Saban will not leave Alabama for Texas for any amount of money.
Mm.
Not going to happen. Number two, his wife, Miss Saban, is on record stating this is his last job.
Whoa. Only on the Sports Roundtable you go get this kind of information.
These are quotes that you can look up. She said this is Nick's last job. Now, that's his wife speaking.
Yeah.
And she loves Tuscaloosa. She has a lot of charitable situations going on in Tuscaloosa. Mm-hmm. She does a lot for the community. She does a lot for the university. Now, she loves it there. She loves the small town atmosphere with the big town atmosphere feel, especially not around football season.
Right.
And if Texas offers Nick $10 million, I'm not going to say Alabama won't match it. I'm not going to, because when you think about it, what can you do? What could you do in Austin, Texas with $10 million that you can't do in Tuscaloosa with eight?
I totally agree.
When you don't need money.
That's right. I totally agree, Derek, with you. I'm glad you can. That makes sense to me.
Rumors has it that the AD, Nick Saban, signs off on what the AD comes to his desk.
He runs
any football decision that goes on in Alabama, the AD takes it off his desk and puts it on Nick Saban's desk for his signature.
Rightfully so.
And that's how it should be at every program.
Absolutely. Especially when you win it.
Exactly. Especially when you
win. Now, I bet you that don't happen at University of Memphis. I mean, if you winning, everything should go through you.
All right.
That translates to the same thing with Clowney at South Carolina.
Right.
Derek said the same thing. That's the same thing.
Mm-hmm. All right, D. That was a good response. Last question. Tell us something that we may not know about Alabama that we probably would be surprised about or interested in knowing.
All right. Now this is a good one. We all know about the comments the Ole Miss quarterback Bo Wallace made.
Yeah.
That we can put up points on them.
Right.
They have no first-round corners.
Right.
Now, if that's not bulletin board material, I don't know what is.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And please believe Nick Saban is a believer in bulletin board material.
Right.
In the weight room at the University of Alabama, all summer long, they probably about 15, 20 big screens in there. Do you know they played the Texas A&M game constantly, 24 hours a day, in the weight room while they worked out?
Stop playing.
They had to watch the Texas A&M game for a year.
Wow.
Every time they worked out. So we thrive on bulletin board material. And when he made those comments, you got to understand Nick Saban took that to heart. Now, at the University of Alabama, everybody knows Nick Saban is a defensive guru. He's a genius.
Right.
That's what he hangs his hat on. But his baby is the defensive backs. So when Bo Wallace made that comment, that was a direct slap in Nick Saban's face.
Yes.
Right? Like you didn't insult Alabama. You insulted me and my genius as a football coach.
Derry, now for listeners, Bo Wallace is the quarterback for Ole Miss.
Ole Miss.
Okay,
right.
Okay.
Ole Miss quarterback.
Okay.
So when he made those statements, Nick Saban took it. He was like, okay. Now, it kind of fell in perfectly because Dre Fulton got hurt. And who wants him on the field anyway? I love you, Dre, but he don't need to be out there. All right?
Mm-hmm.
He was hurt. Well, we didn't want him to play.
Okay.
All right. Dion Ballou our starting corner was hurt. He sat out that game. All right. So instead of Nick Saban maneuvering around, he was like, okay, we don't have first round corners. I'm going to take this true freshman, Eddie Jackson. I'm going to start him at cornerback. And not only am I going to start him at cornerback, I'm going to put him on Moncrief, your top receiver, and he's going to follow him all the way around the field. He on the left side, you go to the left side. You on the right side, you on the right side. You in the slot, I'm in the slot. We are going head up on you man-to-man all game. Six catches, 60 yards, no touchdowns. The boy was averaging 100 yards a game receiving plus. And he had a true straight out of high school freshman shut him down. And Nick Saban was like, oh, we don't have number one corners? Goose egg on the board. 138 yards passing, and you average 450 yards a game.
Wow, that's amazing.
So they take stuff serious at Alabama. And that's something that people don't even know. They was like, oh, Eddie Jackson must have did real good in practice.
Right, I'm shocked. I understand the saving thing, but to watch the game for a year while you work
out—that's a psychological
day.
Move.
Every day.
Are we through asking Derek something? Because I got a question.
Go ahead. That was Derek, awesome.
I got to give my props, man. You're very knowledgeable.
Appreciate it.
Evidently, you had some spent a lot of time in Bama.
Oh yeah. A little longer than I needed to, but you know.
That's okay. Well, you know, the superhero and I is from Memphis.
Okay.
You know, we love Tennessee. That's where we're from. Mm-hmm. And Tennessee, known for barbecue. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah, all day.
Now, I was in Tuscaloosa. Am I pronouncing it right?
Tuscaloosa.
I exited off this road and then went to the left, and it was a barbecue joint sitting on the left-hand side. Mm-hmm. Old big girl was in there behind the counter. Mm-hmm. She said, good to see you boys. Y'all know I'm from around here. But I want you to tell me the name of this barbecue place because you got to know.
Oh, yeah.
I
got you.
What's the name of that place?
Dreamland Barbecue.
That's what I'm talking about. My man.
Ain't nothing like nowhere.
So I just want to tell y'all, if you're ever in Tuscaloosa, go by Dreamland.
Shout him out, Slick.
Shout him out to Dreamland. And Donnie know his barbecue joint.
Yes, sir.
Even though we know, Steve and I know, that the best barbecue come from Memphis 10.
Hey, I can't argue.
Shouts out to Tuscaloosa and Dreamland.
Yes, sir.
I had a slab or two.
Exactly. And we want to give it up for Derek, man, for coming in. And,
oh, yeah, man. Y'all, thanks for having me.
And he did his thing.
He did. Now, you're going to do the million-dollar thing.
We don't have time.
Because I was going to let Derek do my part. He's pretty good.
Well, no, we don't have time. We got to get these picks out the way.
Okay.
Because
we on schedule, right?
No, we run a little behind.
Okay, my bad.
But listen, Derek is invited anytime.
So we're not going to do the million-dollar question.
We're not going to do it this week.
Okay. Because I want to hear what he's going to say on the million-dollar question.
But we'll do it next week.
Okay, let's come back and do it.
You want to invite him back?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So let me talk to Jesus first. Because, you know, Jesus close.
You want to holler at him.
Yeah, you going to talk to Jesus in a few minutes.
So we got to get the picks out the way.
Let's get the picks out the way.
And, you know, again, Derek.
Thank you, Derek. You did a great job.
Awesome.
That was very knowledgeable.
Hey,
man knows sports. He can come back anytime.
Anytime.
He should be a part of the show for real.
Absolutely.
I like his attitude.
Always. You can always. Hey, sports roundtable. Come back. Holler at us. Penthouse. We him.
Uh-huh. Next week. You coming, Derek, next week.
I'm here, man.
Ask the wife, can you come out for about an hour?
Hey, she going to listen. Y'all can ask her something. Because
she going to be proud. Oh, that's my baby on the radio.
You trying to make him famous, ain't you?
He need to be.
Hey, no. With all that information.
Anytime you come near Jesus, you got to be famous.
I got some hope for y'all. Don't worry.
Okay.
I held off a little bit.
There you go. That was good, Derek. For real.
Absolutely.
My man.
All right. Derek, man, he came in and did his thing.
Yeah, he got down. He did. That was good. Very informative. I learned something about Alabama for real.
Yeah.
Great state of Alabama. I like what he said about the Nick Saban and Bear Bryant thing. That was pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Because I would like to have seen what a Bryant would have did to the generation of athletes now.
And it's almost like trying to compare our basketball generation to old basketball generation.
Absolutely right.
Because I looked at a 30 for 30 last night and saw the Barnes. Yeah. And
Marvin Barnes was crazy.
He was unbelievable, absolutely.
But I never seen him play.
Right.
Yeah. So the way the people was talking about him, how good he was and how great and things of that nature, that was just, you know, awesome. Just a 6'9", do it all. But you just, you got to have a babysitter.
Hey, we're going to make picks, right? You think Derek can give us a pick? for one is upset picks for the week. Maybe he got to throw his one good pick in for this week. It don't have to be an upset, but some that he can gear that can hang his hat on. Because when he come back, we're gonna talk about it.
I want, especially
if they don't cover the spread.
I want to give you, Derek, just a little grief, and you know, kind of mentioned a little bit about you talking about how Bear Bryant could adapt. He adapted one fall night back in the day when USC came in here with Sam Bam Cunningham.
Yes, sir, he did.
Sam Bam changed the whole face of
the SEC. He said he got to get one of them, Steve.
Hey, I got to give me one of them.
Yes, sir. Give me one of them Cadillacs right there.
Exactly.
Tired of driving this Ford truck. Ho!
Uh-oh, y'all know what that means.
Who is it?
That's my sound.
Yes, sir. Where my boy is at?
Ooh, watch them dogs, Steve. Uh-oh. Don't y'all kids play with them dogs.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have reached the Mighty Dog Picks from the SRT Boys. Last week,
rough, brother.
HM3 went 4-1.
Leave them dogs alone.
And again, my lock.
You're killing us with the lock.
Killing them, y'all, with the lock, baby.
You'd be rich right now.
6-0 with the locks. I'm 6-0 with the locks. Hancock, where did you go?
I went 3-2. I got a humbug pick on Northwestern.
Oh, yeah. That was
that play at the end.
Yeah.
Blew the spread. So.
And Slick, what's your at?
I got killed. I think I went 2-3.
2-3. All right.
NFL killed
but
me.
The butted them pick of the week, baby.
Butted them pick of the week.
I need some.
You ride with the sheriff, man.
I need some Cialis from butting them. Tell them to come see me.
I told you. They're fine. You're going to score out there.
Yeah, man. All right. So we about to start our picks. And it looks like I'm going to go first on these picks. So everybody got a pen and paper? We ready?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
All right. Look like we got about 5 minutes. So we finna roll through these. All
right.
My first pick is going to be Wyoming. Who are they playing? I can't remember who they playing. But I'm going Wyoming 15.5. Think they playing Idaho?
Yes. I think that's what it is.
Okay.
I'll look it up right quick.
All right. So – Wyoming minus 15.5. I'm taking Stanford minus 10. I think they're going to have a comeback victory after a close game last week. And y'all know I'm rolling with my Ball State Cardinals minus the 14. And I need to find out who they playing. They play Kent State.
Yep. Yes, Kent State's 5-0 too, I think.
Yeah, well, they going to have a loss this week.
Ooh.
My fourth pick, I'm going with the Northern Illinois. What are they?
Northern Illinois is Huskies.
Yeah, going with Northern Illinois Huskies. Minus 23.
Now, Steve, is it churches that sponsoring ours?
No, the churches do my picks. First four picks.
Churches do the first four.
Right.
What did you say, Northern Illinois minus what?
23.
What I was saying is that you stay with the same teams. I got to start doing that. You stay with the same teams. You can't help but to win. I got that. Yeah. That's a good recipe. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, consistent.
Well,
you ever heard about the turtle and the rabbit in the race?
No, I haven't. I never heard that.
Yeah, the turtle stay at his pace.
Okay.
And he
the rabbit the run fast, go to sleep, mess around. Well, go up and get laid.
You with Church of Chickens, right?
Church of Chicken sponsored my first four pick.
Can y'all call KFC or Bojangles and tell them I need some help? Because like chicken is working, Chick-fil-A, so y'all gotta call somebody with some chicken in it.
Boy, you silly. All right, this is my lock of the week.
Say the kids.
The big hoe. Say the kids.
Yeah.
Lock of the week. Texas A&M.
Ooh.
Versus Mississippi.
Lil Wayne.
Minus 6.5. We'll go with 6.5.
Six and a half is good. Go by Vegas spread. Six and a half is good.
All right, Hancock, it's on you, baby.
I might need a little music this week.
Uh-oh.
Hancock back.
Hancock say he want a little music.
Superhero.
Oh, I got something for you, too.
I should have brought one of them bootleg CDs. For winning, dude. You know, butter them.
All right. There you go, Hancock.
All right, first pick.
Ooh.
First pick of the week, we're going to take the Washington Redskins. They're going through some name change problems right about now. President said if he had the team, he wouldn't call them Redskins no more. So
it's time to call them Blackskins.
They call them something. I don't know, but that might be a problem here pretty soon. So we'll take the Skins plus the 6. The next pick, we're going to take the San Francisco 49ers minus 11. Ooh. I know it's a lot, yeah, but I think they about to get their groove back. They got to working with Stella.
There you go.
So we're looking at the Cincinnati Bengals minus 7 for my third pick.
Okay.
And for my fourth pick, I'm going to take, even though Mike Vick's not playing, I think Philadelphia's a little bit better than Tampa Bay. I'm going to get the rookie quarterback. I'll take the Philadelphia Eagles plus the 1 on the road with Tampa Bay.
All right, and you need a drum roll?
And now.
You need a drum roll?
Yeah, give me a little drum roll.
Okay, I'm going to have to stop pop then. Man, I'm going to have to stop pop to give you that drum
like
roll.
Like that pop. That's classic.
Yes, sir. Rolling, what?
Yes, yeah. Buddy Fashion got the windows down. Let's see what they playing.
Ooh, Buddy them Fashion, baby. Yeah.
You ready?
I got to go back and give me some of them silk shirts, baby.
White socks. Yes, sir.
All right, you got your Buddy them Fashion.
Buddy them Fashion. Pick of the week. Over 300 locations throughout the Atlanta area, metro area. Just ride and they'll find you, baby. In a gas station, whatever you're looking for, we got it. Buddy Nim, pick of the week. You know him. It's the sheriff again. We're going to ride the sheriff in the Jacksonville total over the 57 points. If you're the bookie man and you get the sheet, baby, tell him to black that number out. If you've seen a bingo board before, they always give you the free spot in the middle. That's the one right there, baby. Take it. Put something on it.
That's classic, Hancock. Boy, the superheroes come up with some good stuff. Boy, I like that.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's classic there, man.
All right, Slick. It's on you, baby. I know you want something.
Yeah, I got to have some. Them dogs got to be barking and music and everything. What's happening?
All right. Here go my main man. Y'all already know who that is.
Mighty Dog.
Yeah.
I'm still ahead of my Mighty Dog picks. Helping people out in college.
There you go.
Helping strippers out in strip clubs.
Hear that tuition,
yes,
baby.
Sir. Giving kids lunch money.
There you go.
Jesus smiling down on my knock of they paying tithes. This is the play. I'm ready to make my music going. That's what we're talking. Memphis 10, baby.
Oh, we know we got to go back to that Memphis thing, man.
Yeah. Eight ball, MJG. Let's roll these picks. I didn't do good last week, y'all. I went 2-3, a little frustrated. But Steve, what's the beauty of it, Steve?
The beauty of it, baby, we get to pick again this week.
Yes, sir. My sponsorship said, Vic, you don't worry about your picks, baby. They just want to listen to your voice. And I said, if they want to hear my voice, let's go and get this party started. Hurry.
There you go.
First pick, we're going to Maryland Terrapins. They hurt me last week with that Alabama boy. I bought it. They hurt me bad. Boy, I cried for 2 days. I'm going with Alabama. No, not Alabama. I'm sorry. Maryland Terrapins minus 7. To the Virginia Cavaliers. At home, Maryland bounce back. That's my first pick. Take Maryland minus the 7 to Virginia.
Gotcha.
My second pick, staying in college. Matter of fact, I'm doing all college. I feel college today.
There you go.
Forget the pros right now. Second pick, I'm going with Bowling Green.
Ooh.
Anytime a Mac school go play the SEC, they say, boy, we ain't scared. We get the big check, and you're going to give us 11 points. Take Bowling Green plus the 11 on the road. Going to Starksville.
Not bad.
My third pick, I think they're going down to the nasty New Orleans. I'm going with the East Carolina Panthers, Pirates. Take East Carolina minus 10 against Tulane.
Oh, yeah.
Steve said it ain't two lanes, it's one lane.
One lane, baby.
One lane in and one way out. And East Carolina are going to drive that bus up there and tear it down.
Yes, sir.
That's my third pick, so taking East Carolina's. Minus the 10 going down to New Orleans and put a whooping on them boys. My fourth pick, Syracuse, the Orangemen. NC State ain't got nothing. Wake Forest just bust they behind. If Wake Forest can beat you, you got to take Syracuse in a touchdown. Take the Orangemen plus 7 or 6.5, 6, 5.5. It don't matter. It's a gift.
What is take it. Seven?
I think it's 6. It's 6.
Six. All right,
but the spread could change. But take the Orangemen's plus the 6 going down to NC State and maybe get the upset. And the fourth pick, the fifth Mighty Dog pick. Kids, don't play with them dogs. Don't play with them. Okay, here we go. I like the Northwestern Wildcats plus 10 going to Wisconsin. Take Northwestern plus 10. Them kids play hard to the end. And that's my Mighty Dog pick, Northwestern plus 10 up at Wisconsin. I wouldn't be surprised if Northwestern get that victory.
There you go.
Those are my picks.
There, you got
the guest pick of the week. Yeah, Derek got the comic guest pick of the week.
What you got, Derek?
I got one for y'all. Y'all got it in there. But I like Bowling Green, them 11 points.
Do you? Okay.
I'm taking it.
There you go, Derek. Derek's a smart man.
The guest
take Bowling Green.
Plus the 11.
Yeah, my man. He's got to come back next week, Harv.
Yeah, exactly.
Jesus just whispered to him, let him come back.
Especially what you provided him with on the round table.
Oh, yeah. All the guests get something good to drink.
You see what I'm saying?
I hope his wife ain't listening. You know, and she don't want Derek drinking and driving. Baby, we gave him a 7-Up. And some lemon juice, and he did a good job. Can you hear it in his voice?
Absolutely.
Derek, thank you so much for coming, man. I hope you come next weekend.
George on the show.
You're welcome anytime, man. It was very informative.
Awesome, man. That was truly awesome. So, but it's about that time.
Oh, it's time to get out of the penthouse.
Let's close it.
Yeah, man. I know. Listen.
Road tie,
people
road.
Be saying that they hate the show by the end. Man. You know, it's but hey,
quick
hours on the internet. But
can we get 2 hours?
We working on it.
Yeah, we got to work on it. We got to get some sponsors. So we're looking for sponsors.
Sponsors.
On the SRT Sports Roundtable. Yes, please let us know. Go to the website, hm3inc.com. Leave us a comment, or you can email me at hm3inc@gmail.com. Please do that for me. Shout out to Derek Williams, Mr. Tuscaloosa, coming in, giving us that inside information.
Appreciate it.
About Alabama. Got to give him a shout out, man. That was awesome. He's welcome back anytime.
I'm going to call it Mr. Tim Mead.
Yes, sir. Matter of fact, he coming back next week with us to join us as a special guest. If you want to be a special guest on the show, please shoot me an email. You got to let us know something, somehow. Any shout-outs for you, Hancock?
Shout-out to my boys back home. I keep getting love from them. Cosley Rogers, we call him Tojo with all the love. Thanks for the love, man. Keep listening. Eric G., all the boys back home.
There you go.
Keep pumping your boys.
Slick.
Shout-out. Yeah, I got a shout-out to Autumn up at Carnegie Mellon. Pittsburgh doing a thing.
Yes, sir.
Madison Hill over at Southern Middle. They all doing your dad loves you guys. Keep up the good work. Guys, listen to the show. This is a dream. Coming alive. We're grateful for all you guys coming. Thanks. Thank the Lord above for everything. So another good week. Looking forward to seeing you guys next week.
Yes, sir. And again, we hate to leave, but we got to get up out the penthouse. Derek got to get home. We got to get home. So
Boogie, I'm headed home, baby.
That's a night wrap. Appreciate it.
BC, I'm doing my thing down here, baby. I know you're looking out for me. Thanks for all you have done. This is a blessing for HM3, Slick,
your Hancock. Boys.
God is good.
Sports Roundtable. Appreciate it, Derek. And we out.
Peace.